Hello, and welcome to the Afro Reads podcast with your hosts,
Amara
and Ugochi.
Afro Reads is a book review podcast that was created out of our shared love for reading African fiction books.
We talk through its themes and try to tie its key messages to our African heritage, culture, and contemporary issues.
We invite you to turn the page and let's begin.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us on episode one of the Afro Reads podcast. I'm your host, Ugochi, actually your co-host, Ugochi, and we'll be joined by my co-host, Amara, on this episode. This is our introduction episode where we will discuss how this journey began, what we hope to accomplish, the format of our podcast, and how to add you all to the conversation. So let's begin. We're going to introduce ourselves so you get to know a little bit more about us. Amara, you can start. Tell us where you're from. We'll do a fun fact also. So tell us where you're from, your profession, life's passion, your last holiday, and the last meal that you ate.
Okay, thank you, Ugochi. Hello, everyone. My name is Amara. I hail from Southeast Nigeria, Igbo land. I did my uni in University of York and then University of Nottingham. I've had an interesting journey since then. So I moved back to Nigeria, did my NYSC, decided to stay because my mom was like, now it's time for you to find a husband in Nigeria. Impressionable young me, I decided to do that. So I worked in the public service for a while. Then I joined the private sector and worked in a commercial bank as a marketer. And then I worked in charities and some consultancies as well. And then I decided my career was stalling and, you know, the frustrations of Nigeria. I moved back to the UK and got a job, and now I'm now a project manager. I basically work in the international development sector because right from university, I always knew I wanted to work with economic development and trying to improve people's lives, blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes. And then being African, it was even stronger. That passion was stronger as ever. So I also took a course in project management. So I'm where I am meant to be because I really like what I do. And I'm just hoping to grow in that profession as well. I also love being an entrepreneur. So I'm trying to run two businesses.
You do it all. You're very busy, yes.
I mean, it's still new, but I would just enjoy that process, the kind of butterflies in your tummy of starting up and getting to like just know the new processes and the new steps. So yeah, life's passion is just to have something to chew on. I can talk about this all day. So that's my life passion. The last holiday I took, I went to Nigeria. Oh my God, like I went to Nigeria for Christmas. Amazing, like I went for weddings, my friend's life events. It was really interesting. And I spent time in Lagos and Abuja. I know I'm talking as if, there wasn't COVID. There was COVID though.
That's what I was gonna ask.
I think at some point I was exhibiting COVID symptoms, but I never tested myself, so it's inconclusive. And the fact that I'm back in the UK means that I tested and I was negative. To God
be
the
glory.
Yeah. So, I really had fun. And you know, Nigeria is always tastes sweeter when you go for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Everybody pampers you, your friends, your family. Everybody's excited that you're around. Mm-hmm. You do for me, pepe, as you just going around and doing ajebo. So it's really nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when the going gets tough in Nigeria, I had to do NIN registration. And oh my God, let's not even go into that. But yeah, after I
come. What is NIN?
Okay. Exactly. So it's National Identity Number.
Okay.
But yeah, so basically what they want to do is to just get more information, like social security number kind of thing.
Okay.
But because Nigeria is so manual and things don't really function as well. Like, for instance, when I was doing the registration, there was just these two guys that had been there for 12 hours already, like slowly entering our data one by one, person by person. And I was just so frustrated because we have been, like, putting people at risk. COVID, this was just not a good time. But I stood in that queue, my God, and I did what I needed to do. And again, to God be the glory, I have NIN number. So, Ugochi, I hope you get yours. I don't envy you, Sha. But once you get yours, you feel achieved. I can't even tell you. Anyway. But Sha, they've extended the deadline, and I know they'll keep extending it because we just don't have the resources and facilities to register over 200 million Nigerians with two people slowly or manually entering details.
Inputting information. No, that's not on my radar right now. Maybe in the future, but the thought of standing in a line in Nigeria just puts me off. I just
again, last meal I ate, I ordered fish and chips 3 days ago. These restaurants are not smiling for fish and chips, £16.
Oh my gosh.
Sister, I divided it into three. So I had the last one today. Then I mixed it with salad so it will look plenty. And that's what I ate. Yes,
over that sounds so good though. It's actually one of my cravings. Sounds good. Okay. So my name is Gochi. I was born and raised in San Jose, California, in the United States. San Jose is in the Bay Area. That's Northern California. So my parents came from Nigeria, were Igbo as well. Came from Nigeria in the late 70s, early 80s. They met, they got married. They had me and my two sisters. So that's my background. I have traveled to Nigeria quite a few times, which is nice. So my mom always tried to, you know, keep us connected to our roots, which was amazing. I thank her for that. And she also spoke Igbo to us. Yes, that's where that's where I prefer, actually. Do not like the city at all. Yes, I do not like the city.
Yeah, but what about the village do you like? Just out of curiosity. Because I also like as a child, but not as a grown up. So what did you like about it?
Well, my grandpa had a pig farm.
Ooh.
Yes. So it was just amazing. Like, I can't explain it. And where my mom's village is very rural, still doesn't have electricity that's there's not really constant electricity, but I think hers was like one of the last villages in the area to get electricity. So when it gets dark, it gets dark. And all you see is the stars. But I appreciated that, though. I loved it.
Yeah.
My cousins, my family. I just loved the calm, I guess.
The calm, of that place. Yes.
Yes. I appreciated it. So, yeah. My profession. So, I am a stay-at-home mom, even though I don't like saying that out loud. No offense to the stay-at-home moms out there.
I live in the light. Oh. Hey, if I was a stay-at-home mom, I'll be looking for trouble. I'll just go to school and be like, why didn't you people do bake sale this Christmas? Oh yeah, let's do bake sale. I'll start looking for trouble. Amazing. That's the dream of my sister.
I actually look forward to participating in my son's activities. But it's hard for me because I worked so much before getting married, right? Like, I could pay for my... I didn't have to ask anybody. Not that I'm really asking right now, but right now I'm married, so it's different. Like, I can't just... I'm spending money for the family now, not just for me. So it's just a different experience. And I'm not socializing with people. I'm socializing with my son, mostly. Most of the day, he's 3 years old, so I just want to get back to work.
Yeah.
My life's passion. So my background is in the sciences, so biology, psychology, and I got my master's in medical physiology, which is the study of the mechanics of the body. So hopefully I use that in the future, who knows? But I have a strong passion also for social justice and human rights. So I don't know how I'm going to tie all those things in to a profession that I love one day, but we'll get there.
But yeah,
it does. The last holiday, so last month we went to Florida, went to Miami, but we didn't spend much time in Miami though, but we went to Florida. So from Miami, we stayed there a night. We drove to Orlando the next day, stayed there for two nights, explored the area. Then after that, we drove to Atlanta. My husband's sister lives there. So we went to go visit her, stayed there for two nights, came back down to Orlando two nights, and then back to Miami, then came back to London. Interesting holiday. Yeah, I went with my husband and my son. Definitely a lot of driving, but I miss driving because, you know, here I don't drive at all. I mean, the culture is like take the bus, right? Take the train, very easy.
Yeah, definitely.
But in California, everybody drives. I miss that. So it was fun to drive. It's fun to drive.
Yeah.
The last meal that I ate, I just had cornflakes, frosted flakes, which I have to eat like once a day. I didn't eat this morning, so I had to eat it in the afternoon.
I hope
but
it's not,
also one of my cravings.
I hope it's not your son's food. You've just bullied him and eaten.
Oh no, that one barely eats. No,
oh, really?
That one's just he barely eats. So the cornflakes is just for me. I mean, if he wants, I'll share. But like to get him to eat anything that's different, that's not on his usual meal plan, he has a problem.
Oh. All right, how did we meet? So we met through a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And
in California?
In California. We started, I kind of knew you were a mutual friend's friend that lived in London, I guess, and then you reached out to me on the phone, and we had a really long, nice chat. And the good thing about us is that we have just moved to London. So as I said, I had the 7 years stint in Nigeria, and then I had just come back to the UK. So I was also looking to expand my own social circle. I knew having just gotten married, also just moved to the UK as well because of that. So we kind of found that commonplace, like, okay, we need to try and see what London and the UK has for us.
Yeah, that's what happened. And it was very refreshing because I had traveled so far. So, you know, I left everybody behind coming to this new country. And I didn't think that I would be so, I guess, shell-shocked moving to the UK, but definitely was. So yeah, seeing you, familiar face was very refreshing.
Yeah, and then we started looking for avenues to try and meet up regularly, and we wanted to join social groups, and we found out that our common interest was learning about books. African culture through books and also theater. So I remember I made you sign up for like the meetup app.
Yes.
Never met up, and then COVID happened, obviously.
Yeah.
And so a lot of, like, I know activities we wanted to do, there was a book club planned that got cancelled and everything. So I think we just vexed and decided to start reading. So I joined the book club at work, where we used to come together every month and read a book and then analyze it, and then I used to forward the names to you so that you read as well, and then we had our own separate discussion, and it became a ritual for us, and I really used to look forward to it.
And because there's a lot of interesting points in the books that you suggested to me.
Yeah,
interestingly enough, so I looked forward to talking about them and how they I guess corresponded with my life or my experiences, and to share that with someone. It felt nice.
Yeah. So what happened at the end? So how did we end up doing a podcast with Gochi?
So one day, I think it was 2 months ago, I just woke up and I said, hey, we have some interesting conversations. Why don't we share it with other people? And I've always wanted to do a podcast, but my fear of doing one just never never allowed me to, but this I'm really passionate about. So I was like, we can really do this and have it be nice and have people, you know, engage. It's centered around a great topic or theme, right? And there's a need for it, I think. I called you and said, hey, do you want to do a podcast about the African books that we read? And you said, sure.
I think I was shy at first. I just said, let me. I was forming. I was like, but really, Amara, you've always wanted to be in the media. Like, I thought about media. I was like, okay, when I'm 40, I'm going to be like more Abudu and have my own like talk show because I just like talking. Like, I'm not good at making stuff with my hands. What I know I like to do is to talk. I can talk for Africa, like, especially if I'm in a comfortable environment. So I knew I wanted to be in the media space at some point in my life. I didn't know how I was going to get there. Like, you know, you have all the contacts, like you look at what Mo has accomplished and is still accomplishing, but she has to be in the right circles and network and raise funds for her channel. It's not easy. I knew I wanted to do that, but I didn't know how to get there, obviously, or how to even start. So the good thing, when you mentioned podcast to me, I was like, why not? Like, such an easy way to build your own brand in the media. Like, I'm not saying I'm going to be like up there with Oprah Winfrey. Well, you never know. The good thing about podcasts, you don't need shiny cameras or influence or blah blah blah. Just decide to do it, buy your microphone and have something to discuss. And as Ugochi says, like, this is just so relevant right now with the wake of George Floyd and everybody trying to understand he's like a black person in different parts of the world, everybody trying to be more woke about like Africa and African culture, increased influences in the arts, in music and in other aspects of life. Like, yes, why not have a podcast that kind of celebrates all that
then? Because I feel like slavery is definitely highlighted. There's a whole bunch of slave movies, slave talk, all that, all the time. And while that is an important part of our history, right? There's just so much more, so much more. And so that's why I feel like reading these books brings that out, and sharing these authors' voices will help to, I guess, create a more, what's the word, rotund or a more complete picture of what Black people, Africans, are about. We're more than slavery, and our history started way before that. That's just an event that happened and manifested, right? But there's so many other events that have happened and manifested in different ways.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because even apart from, there's more to that, even in terms of image and psychology, because I always go back to the psychology.
Oh, yes.
Even in terms of that, if you keep showing like any other race in a certain way, so for Black people, it's either we were slaves or we are corrupt, or we there are flies in children's eyes, or we need help, we're going to grow up with that psychology, that which kind of defines us, where we're always looking at ourselves as either we should have flies in our eyes or we should be considered less than other races and other cultures. And just subconsciously, that feeds into everything we do. And yeah, it goes without saying that that's what is currently happening. And we did this podcast, or we've started this podcast, to kind of move away from that narrative and say there's more to our history. You know, look at like things, you know, what happened in terms of how we lived our lives in the olden days, and how it's kind of filtered down through history. When you forget the slave picture that is being like perpetuated,
pushed down,
or like corruption, and there's just more to life. How did we govern ourselves? How did we deal with things when a child was sick, or when it was time for a girl to get married, or when, you know, when certain things happen? And we know that there are gaps. We don't even need to tell you there are gaps in our history. I always give the famous example of like Audible. I was just minding my business saying, okay, for this month I want to learn about African history. I had just discovered Audible, so I was so happy, and they had a 2-for-1 offer, and I was like, okay, African history, let's go. And then they had all these history books about so many things, and it was just kind of lopsided to like Western, not even Western countries. There were also like Asian economies of India, China.
Yeah.
Not a book on Africa. Not a book on Africa. Yeah. And then I called them out on Twitter. And then when I went back, I saw this one low-sum book of Africa. And it's not even specific countries, like one fat book on the whole of the African continent. They crammed everything into one book. So it took you from four humans were even Homo sapiens. So it started from Lucy. I think Lucy was either an Australopithecus, right down to Nelson Mandela, and it was gone. Well, I still have it on my Audible. I haven't read it, but the point is, this lone song, and I'm sure half of it was not written by an African. Again,
and that's a problem.
Yes, yeah. Our stories being told by others, and it's like, where are the people telling our stories for ourselves? Do you understand? Like, so
yes,
yeah. So this is to bring that to light. Say there are stories that are being told by us African, by African authors. This is how they are interpreting our stories in their books, and this is what we should kind of focus on, because it's people's history written by them for them, and this is what this podcast is trying to celebrate in a way.
On a side note, well, piggybacking on off of what you mentioned, I started reading this book called The African Origin of Civilization. I forgot who the author is, but he's from Senegal, I think, and even has a university named after him, I believe. Forgot his name, but I mentioned this book to you and you said that, oh man, the text is too much. It's a lot of information in one book. Yes.
Yeah.
But he goes into like the origin. He talks a lot about Egypt and how Egypt or Egyptians influenced a lot of these empires who have grown and, you know, conquered other empires. So just even reading that, to know that we were ahead of technology, the sciences, writing, is empowering. And that's another reason why I wanted to continue to read African books by African authors, because he challenges writers who are not African, who have written about Africa. He challenges their thought process. And what he says makes a lot of sense. So if anyone is looking to learn more about that, it's called The African Origin of Civilization, but I forgot the author's name.
Like, it's very informative. And maybe one day, if Audible is listening to this, they can transcribe it into audio so people like me can happily read it. Just to emphasize on this point about reading African books written by African authors. Again, it's not to discredit works of non-African or Western writers who have tried to say, okay, this is our perspective, or this is what we know about Africa, or because of the unavailability and everything. We're not discrediting them. If we had more books told from the perspective of other people, I think history would be more balanced and more well represented in that sense.
As an African reading a book by a Westerner, you're identifying more with the Westerner than your own. Yeah, you're right. It does feed into your psyche.
It does. It really does. And I always give this example, like in secondary school, like studying history, again, it was more like, oh, what did Winston Churchill do? And then the Second World War. And then, yes, we did learn some things about Nigerian history, like Queen Amina of Zaria. But these are such distant histories that it's not relevant to how we live our lives as Nigerians now. What we should be talking about is things to integrate us as society, not studying history for history's sake. So we used to learn about like the MacPherson Constitution, what was in the Clifford Constitution, but we didn't really learn how Nigerians lived during the colonial period or the pre-colonial period, and just get that feeling of sense of culture and integration back then, and how it filtered out to independence. We learned about the biographies of people, but it just was not connected. Sorry.
Right. And also, when you say that, kind of ignoring the laws of the land, right? And how people lived pre-colonial.
Yeah.
Which probably worked for them. But when once you ignore that moving forward and you move into trying to live in a society where it may work for the West or for the Asian cultures, but not for your own, because you've ignored the history of what worked for you.
Yeah,
I think, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. Again, that feeding into your psyche. So you've ignored that, or maybe you didn't ignore the knowledge, just wasn't there, didn't exist.
Right.
Yes. So
it wasn't passed down.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So you ignore it, and then you grow up again with a different lens. So obviously your self-confidence and what you believe, the Africanness or the blackness or just that sense of hereditary, is just not there. Like, even if it's there, you kind of put other people before yourself and everything.
Yes.
And because you know better about how things came about in, like, I don't know, the Asian culture or the Western culture, you can trace it back, but it's just that gaping hole when it comes to Africa. We chose to review fiction books because of the entertainment side. Obviously, we're taking into the fantasy world about other people's lives. But again, we know these authors have put in their backs to also bring in a lot of, like, African culture, African history, our heritage, what is attainable in our continent, to put together these stories. And we're hoping in an entertaining way we get to learn about that. So that's why, hence why, like, African fiction book.
Shall we talk about the structure of our podcast?
Yes, just before we go into that, we just wanted to do a disclaimer as well that we are not literary experts. We don't know
at all.
We don't know the right fonts or the right plot, theme, setting. Like the right setting the author should have used, whether she used old English, new English, whether she wrote in broken English, whether, you know, she put, you know, she was forceful in the way she spoke, or she left out some things.
We haven't written books ourselves. We haven't mastered the art of writing. So
we just enjoy reading African fiction. That is so from that perspective, all we're trying to do here is to read a book, look at what the author was driving at, bring out very important themes, and discuss it as it relates to our lives, our African history.
Yeah, and also, you know, we're Nigerian, we're Igbo, so we are biased because of that. But as we pick our books, you know, we're trying to cover the whole continent as much as we can, just to bring different aspects of culture. And also, we encourage our guests to engage with us, and anyone can join. You don't have to be African, I'm trying to say. Although we are reading African books, you know, anyone who's interested in learning more about African history or reading through the eyes of African authors, we very much appreciate, we welcome, and we're excited to have you.
Yeah, so before I interrupted you, we're going to talk about the format of our podcast.
Oh, yes. So this is our first season, of course, and we're focusing on female African authors from different parts of Africa who are not acknowledged enough. So obviously there's the Chimamanda, the Gyasi, right? But there's just so many other authors that we want to highlight, bring forward, and let you guys all get a piece of. We're also going to be talking about various themes throughout this, not this season, throughout the whole podcast. We're going to touch on mythology, marriage, religion, all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of themes.
there's a whole bunch. Themes, like family, upbringing. Yeah, you know, Africans, we just add flavor everywhere we go. So it's nice for us to sit down and discuss what part of our heritage, culture, history through these books kind of have influenced the way we act and the way we socialize.
Yes, emotions is a big theme.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Emotion. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to discussing all that through the books we review. Very much so.
Yeah.
I just say we're going to try and release one episode every 3 weeks, God willing, as we have other responsibilities. But we're really hoping to take this forward. But
that would be amazing.
And how you get involved, end of each episode, we're going to announce the book that we're reading for the next episode. Now, what we want you to do with that information is to, yes, please, buy a book and buy the book and actually read it. Or if you've read it before, that's amazing. Get in touch through our social media handles. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Send us a DM or write a comment on our post. Also, just tell us what you think about the book, the themes. If you have questions, if you have comments, please write them down so that we can compile them and try and address it in the next episode where we'll be reviewing that book. Yeah,
I think that would be fun for sure to have that engagement.
Maybe episode 1 and 2 we'll host by ourselves, but from like the 3rd, 4th episode, yes, please, we would like to have guests. And yes, so if you're interested, please reach out by any of our platforms.
So our Instagram handle is Afroread Podcast. That's one word for Instagram. Our Facebook group is Afroreads Podcast, 2 words. And Twitter, you can reach us at @Afro_Reads.
This is our intro, and we hope you join us for many, many more episodes. We ask you to please support us by liking, subscribing to our post. Please leave your comments, even if just say hello. Listen to your episode, and I think both of you are amazing and God's gift to human beings. Something like that. But yeah.
That would dig up my head. That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
That would encourage us to continue for sure. That would give us the confidence to continue.
We went from not knowing what to do with a podcast or with ourselves to, you know, studying it, going on YouTube, remember all my links I sent, from picking the sound,
everything,
all the sleepless nights. And
yeah,
we have this episode to present. We know obviously there are 1 or 2 flaws, but we are so proud of ourselves. So well done, partner.
Well done. Well done. Thank you. We can't forget to introduce our first book. The first book that we'll be reading is called Freshwater by Akweke Emezi. So we're excited to review that one. Very excited. We'll be talking about a lot of cool themes in there. So please, if you can, join us, read with us, and connect with us.
All right, guys. We've sadly reached the end of the Afroreads podcast. Thank you for listening. And be sure to like, subscribe, and leave your comments on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter page to join the conversation. See you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.